This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. China's top political advisor making a series of suggestions for peace and stability in Xinjiang. Yu Zhengsheng, speaking at an event to mark the 60th anniversary of the founding of the Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region, says economic growth, reforms, party building, improving people's daily lives, and working on issues connected to religion and ethnicity are the keys for Xinjiang's development. At the same time, he says a down-to-earth approach is needed to create a society in Xinjiang which is not built on ethnic divides. As part of the ceremony in Urumqi, a note of congratulations from the central government has been delivered by Chinese Vice Premier Liu Yandong. Beijing seeing an influx of over 1 million tourists on October 1st to help mark National Day. Popular tourist hotspots such as the Forbidden City stopped selling tickets at 1 p.m. after it hit the daily maximum limit of 80,000 visitors. Visitor numbers to the Great Wall up by around 40% compared to the same day last year. Temple of Heaven admitting almost 60,000 people, up nearly 200% from the previous year's figures. The week-long National Day holiday, known as a Golden Week in China, is one of the peak travel times on the calendar in China every year. Natural Science Museum has opened in Tibet. The 30,000 square meter museum is backed by an investment of more than 400 million yuan. It includes two exhibition halls. One is for natural science exhibits, while the other highlights modern technology. The museum itself will also be home to the largest telescope in China. While currently in a trial operation, the museum expected to open soon to the public. New figures suggest factory activity in China may have picked up slightly in September. The month-on-month stats from the National Bureau of Statistics show the PMI figures for this past month have come in at 49.8. This is up slightly from the 49.7 registered in August. 50 is the boom or bust line between contraction and expansion for the Purchasing Managers Index. The National Bureau of Statistics says the September increase is mostly due to fresh orders coming in before the Christmas season, as well as increased factory activity ahead of the National Day holiday. The U.S. and Philippine militaries have launched joint drills in the Marine headquarters in Tuyag City in Metro Manila. Training exercises involve at least 650 American and Filipino troops conducting amphibious operations, combined arms training, and preparing for disaster rescue operations. The Philippine military says the joint exercise meant to enhance the readiness of troops from both sides when it comes to humanitarian assistance and disaster response, particularly during calamities. Joint military drills set to run until October 9th. The European Union has announced plans to deploy observers to Myanmar for the forthcoming elections there in November. EU monitoring mission will be made up of 9 election result analysts, along with 30 long-term and 62 short-term observers. Meantime, the latest round of talks among the Myanmar government and the country's various ethnic rebel groups have wrapped up on Wednesday without any new agreements being signed. Myanmar's ruling Union Solidarity and Development Party has been banking on a peace deal to try to shore up votes ahead of the November 8th general election. The November elections will see more than 90 different parties vying for seats in the national parliament. South Korean President Park Geun-hye has issued a new call for North Korea to bring an immediate end to its nuclear and missile development programs. In issuing the statement, Park says North Korean nuclear development puts the entire Korean peninsula in danger. She also says it remains a stumbling block in world peace. Park has made the comments as part of a speech marking South Korea's 67th Armed Forces Day. Comes amid growing suggestions North Korea may be preparing to launch a satellite later this month to mark the anniversary of the founding of the ruling Korean Workers' Party. A satellite launch likely to be viewed as a breach of UN sanctions currently imposed on North Korea against ballistic missile testing. The latest installment of the Lost comedy series here in China, blowing away box office records. Lost in Hong Kong, the latest from actor-director Xu Zheng, grossing an unbelievable 685 million yuan, or around 107 million U.S. dollars, in its first 3 days in Chinese theaters. The comedy, starring himself and Bao Bei'er, along with actresses Zhao Wei and Du Juan, the follow-up to his 2012 hit Lost in Thailand. The 107 million U.S. dollars over 3 days, nearly half of what Lost in Thailand earned through its entire run in theaters. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.